This is our returning champion, Skip Jordan, from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for a trip to Tahiti, valued at $6,820. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300 CX, valued at $24,408 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Carrey. Hello there.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Delighted to have you here with us for Sale of the Century. Hope you're going to play along with us now as we welcome back our champion, Skip Jordan. Hi, Skip.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, you're doing well. Doing well. You passed up some beautiful ladies' earrings on the last show. Put your money in the bank. You now have $250. You've built that bank account up. So you need a win, and of course you must win, with just 10 more dollars for that trip to Tahiti worth almost $7,000. If you get to $90 on this show, you can have a grand piano worth almost $10,000. So prizes get better as the bank account gets built up. Ready to go? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Fine champion. Hit or win or deuce, I'm sure. A couple of fine challengers. Summer Bartholomew. Hi there, Sam. Oh, I like that. Very nice. The flapper era is back. Who did you bring?
Our first contestant's ambition is to open a small gourmet shop originally from Park Ridge, Illinois. Help us welcome Edie Hendricks.
Hi there, Edie.
Our second contestant is a professional tennis player. Originally from Andover, Massachusetts, here's Barry Buzz.
Hello there, Barry. We'll see you later with some bargains. Let's get acquainted with these nice people. Barry, professional tennis, but you're out on the road all the time?
Well, currently I'm playing professionally in Los Angeles right now, and I'm looking forward to going on a world tour soon and see how I can do.
Oh, I guess it's tough out there,
right? Yeah, it's a tough way to make a living, but I'm looking forward to it.
Can you help me with my backhand?
Nothing
could help me with my backhand. Nice to have you here, Barry. Edie, you want to open a small gourmet shop?
Well, that's the in thing today, so why not?
Sure. That's as good a reason as any. That's a good reason. Good to have you here, Edie. Good luck to all three of you. We will start you all off with $20. And, of course, I'll give you $5 on the plus side for a correct answer and subtract $5 for an incorrect answer. We start with this. Actor Michael Caine played a businessman who was seduced by his best friend's daughter. Edie?
Blame It on Rio.
That's the film. And $5 for the correct answer to Edie. She goes for $25. What does this list represent? Real, dinar, mark, franc, Skip.
Money.
Money, monetary units. Skip, champion is heard from. He goes for $25. Before he attained the presidency, what state did John F. Kennedy represent? Edie?
Massachusetts.
Just beating Barry to the buzzer, you are right. Massachusetts it is, and Edie goes into the lead by $5. According to the familiar adage, how much money do you offer for someone's thoughts? Skip.
A penny.
Skip, who had his light on there, Edie, so we can't count yours, and Skip doesn't want to give you the $5 anyway. It goes to Skip, and he goes to 30. Yes, it's a lockout. I'm sure you were close, but only one buzzer will go with that lockout. From the Spanish for little cake comes the name of this round, flat Mexican bread. Skip?
Tortilla?
Tortilla is exactly what it is, and the champion goes into the lead. Yeah. And a very good time to go into the lead because it's time for an instant bargain. And when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Skip, you've got a $5 lead. Now remember, a sale surprise, a bonus, something extra could come along as well. But with a $5 lead, you could buy this.
Skip, here's something just for the record, a beautiful stereo. A full component system featuring 5-band equalizer, AM-FM stereo tuner with digital tuning, double cassette deck with Dolby, and turntable with speakers from Green & Roberts. It's normally priced at $499. On Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, now that is some instant bargain. That is gorgeous.
Very nice. Does it come with records?
You think he's trying to influence me a little bit?
No, not me. Who, me?
Oh, sure. I'll be influenced, Skip. I'll help you. $499 stereo, $100 to buy some records. You would be in a tie with Edie, $10 lead over Barry, but you'd have $599 worth of beautiful stereo equipment
and
cash. No tapes. Oh. No tapes. Maybe I'll rip the 100 in half. No, you can have the 100. You can have this for $5. Going once. Well, he likes that. All right. Somehow I think he was going to buy that anyway. Beautiful stereo, $100 in cash for just the value of one question. It costs you $5. We knock it off your score. You're down to 30. You're in a tie with Edie. Back with us for all three players. Who were the two male superstars in the film called The Sting? Edie.
Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
You got them both, and you've got five going to 35. Barry, they're just beating you to the buzzer there. I know your reflexes are quick as a tennis player. Edie in the lead. A spasmodic movement of the diaphragm involuntarily skipped.
Hiccup.
Checked by sudden closing of the glottis that produces a characteristic sound. Yeah, it's a hiccup. That's what it is. You're right. Wow, nicely solved. Skip goes to 35. Name the football team that in 1985 defeated the Miami Dolphins. Skip.
San Francisco 49ers.
In the Super Bowl, it was indeed the 49ers. 2-0 over the champions. He's back in the lead. Well, there's a signal now for the Fame Game. A lot of information in the Fame Game. The players are playing for a pick of the board. Nine numbers, cash up there, money cards to be added to the score, maybe a prize. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in 1918 in Brookline, Massachusetts. My broadcast career began in Chicago as a radio newsman. I achieved my first television prominence as a quiz show host on the $100,000 Big Surprise. I returned to journalism in 1963 when I anchored the CBS Morning and Barry.
Walter Cronkite.
Out of the rest of the question. You're not playing for dollars, though, with the Fame Game. You stay at 20, but you're out of the rest of the question. We will clear the board. Continue for Edie and Skip. I returned to journalism. Edie.
Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace is right. Yeah. He hosted the $100,000 Big Surprise. Edie, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers. What one looks good?
Oh, I think I'll take four.
And behind number four, we have
$10! Finds a $10 money card. We add that to Edie's score. She goes to $45. She is in the lead. Can you imagine Walter Cronkite? Welcome to the $100,000 Big Surprise. We'll be right back. Champion has enough money for the trip to Tahiti, but he must win. And right now he's trailing. Skip is at 40, Edie at 45, Barry at 20. All three players back in this question. In punctuation, what's the proper term for a comma with a dot? Barry.
Semicolon.
Semicolon it is. Barry goes to 25. Yeah. That's nice. Everybody encouraged when they get that first answer. That's good. What's the opening line of the battle hymn of the Republic? Skip.
My eyes have seen the glory.
You got it, of the coming of the Lord, the rest of it, but that's the first line, and you tied Edie at 45. Saline means of or pertaining to, Edie?
Salt.
Salt, and in your gourmet shop, you may be selling some. You're right, Edie, you're back into the lead at 50. From which flower is the drug opium obtained? Skip.
Poppy.
Poppy is exactly what it is, yeah, and Skip ties Edie. Well, time once again for an instant bargain, and by Skip tying Edie, that sets up an interesting situation, because with an instant bargain, only one of you can have it. So when you hear the low sale of the century price, Edie or Skip, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Edie or Skip, to keep your life on schedule, here's this handsome watch. A timepiece that's eye-catching, yet practical enough to wear anytime. Sturdy stainless steel with a leather strap and a face of 18 karat gold from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This beautiful watch is normally priced at $650. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
Oh, beautiful watch. I thought for sure that one of you, Edie or Skip, would hit the buzzer for that gold watch. $650 watch for nine...
It's lovely, but...
$8.
He's very, very good.
$7.
Oh, I think...
Only one of you can have it. Six.
Does your watch have a watch? I have a watch.
You're going to do good with your gourmet shop there, Edie. She's a good salesman.
I have a lot of watches.
Edie or Skip, I'd love one of you to... $3! Going once, going twice... Edie will buy it for $3. All right. Enjoy the watch. Just $3. You've got yourself a $650 watch. We knocked $3 off your score, and you trail by just three. Less of the value of one question. Enjoy that. Name the legendary ruler who had a palace at Camelot. Edie.
King Arthur.
King Arthur is right. Edie goes into the lead now. Yes. In Roman numerals, what does the letter D as in dog vary?
10,000.
Nope. 500. 500. The letter D is for 500. Barry takes a backward step, losing five of the incorrect answer. Greenland, Madagascar, and Iceland are similar geographically. Barry?
Islands.
That's right. They're all islands. They're surrounded by water. Barry gets it $5 like that. He caused controversy when he kidded, "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to announce that," Edie?
Ronald Reagan.
"I've signed legislation outlawing Russia forever." Yeah, that's right. Ronald Reagan's the one who said it. I remember reading about that. Edie gets another five. Nicely solved. She's up to 57. What is the name we give to the study of family relationships back through, Skip?
Sociology.
No, back through the years in order to draw the family tree, that is genealogy. And the champion takes a backward step, goes below the $50 mark as he loses five. Now, talking about genealogy, incidentally, I traced my roots back, and I was delighted to find my family goes all the way back to ancient Rome. It's true, my original ancestor was Junius Jimmius Perius. Hosted a show at the Coliseum called What's My Lion? We'll be right back. Don't go away. Well, the champions are in a bit of a problem right now because Edie and Skip have been bouncing back and forth, and it is Edie at $57, Skip at $45, Barry not out of it at $25. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board with a second crack of the fame game, so buzz in again when you know a famous person. According to Greek mythology, I was the first woman on Earth. I was created from earth and water. Barry, take a
Eve.
Chance. No. Greek mythology, out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. Worth a chance. You don't lose anything, but you're out of the rest of the question. I'll clear the board. Continue for Edie and Skip. I was created from earth and water to make an evil being all men would desire. Skip.
Pandora.
Pandora is right. Yes. Going to go into a lot, of course, about Pandora's box, but Skip, you got that. Pick of the board.
I get a feeling for number 9.
And behind number 9, we have a microwave oven. Frigidaire's mid-sized microwave oven features touch control, a meal minder probe, and the full-circle cooking system. Furnished by Frigidaire.
Well, Skip finds himself very nice. It's a $340 microwave oven, and that, of course, is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. You just put that one in your pocket. Didn't find any money cards, however. The $15 money card will stay up there. A little later on, we'll add a $25 money card to that board as well. Right now, we'll get back. Barry, you're back in. All three players in this. Name the country that won 83 gold medals, more than any other. Edie.
The United States.
That's right, at the Summer Olympic Games in 84, and Edie anticipates beautifully, goes over the $60 mark. The first one was St. Peter. Later ones have included Innocent, Felix, Pius, Edie.
Popes.
And John Paul, they're all popes. You are right. 2-0 for Edie. And if Skip is going to get a crack at that trip to Tahiti, he better get going. Edie's starting to pull away a little bit. In 1984, the motion picture industry developed a new rating that placed some movies... Skip?
PG-13.
Off limits for children under 13. That's exactly what it is. And Skip back to the $50 mark. Yeah. But Edie, you bought before. You got a beautiful watch. But now you're back in the lead all by yourself. You've got a $17 lead. Easily, you can afford to buy this.
Edie, decorate your den with this beautiful game table. An elegant design with the touch of the Orient. The table has a slick lacquer finish with a classic glass top and matching chairs with confetti color upholstery, furnished by Hammer of California. This lovely furniture is normally priced at $2,160. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, now that's lovely. Edie, could you use something like this?
Well, honestly, I'm an early American type.
You're an early American? Well, I'll kick some holes in it or something, Edie. We'll fill it in. Now, it's a beautiful table.
It is beautiful.
I'm sure you could find a use for it. Well, I'll tell you, if you would give that to a friend because you couldn't... Now, remember, it's over $2,000. It costs you just $15. You have a $17 lead.
If I would give it to a friend, I don't have a friend that good.
Oh, no? Would you like to buy a friend that good? I will give you to go with it just to talk you out of early American and into this beautiful furniture worth over $2,000. I'll give you $300 in cash to go with it. That is a $2,460 bargain, and you would still have the lead, but it would only be a $2 lead. Going once, going twice, no sale. Didn't have a friend for the table. Aw, we'll be right back going down to the wire after this. Early American candidacy, right? Champion taking a risk that he can win again, trying for a trip to Tahiti, and right now he's trailing. Skips at 50, Edie in the lead at 67, Barry at 25. We're back with this. In the mid-19th century, what religious group settled in what is now the state of Utah? Skip.
The Mormons.
Mormons, Church of the Latter-day Saints. You're right. Skip goes to 55. At over 20,000 feet, this Alaskan mountain is the highest. Skip.
McKinley.
In North America, Mount McKinley it is, and the champion begins to make a move. The Italian word for half is given to the female voice, which falls in the range between, Barry?
Soprano.
More specific, please.
Tenor.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The range between soprano and contralto from half, it is mezzo-soprano. Mezzo-soprano. You had part of it. We gave you the chance to get it right. I'm sorry about that, Barry. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer to 20, but you can make it up right now because a big $25 money card has been added up there on the board with the third and final crack of the fame game. Players buzz in when you know, again, it's a famous person. I am a scientist, born in Germany in 1879. I was inspired by a pocket compass my father showed me. In 1905, I made three of my greatest contributions to scientific knowledge. Each one produced a new branch of physics. One resulted in sound movies and television. Another confirmed the atomic theory of matter. Edie.
Einstein.
Einstein, just beating Barry to the buzzer. Edie gets that pick of the board, yes. Well, Edie, what number?
I'm going to let my mind pick this. Number six.
And behind number six, we have $500 in cash.
Nice.
That's cash. That is not a money car. That is cold cash that goes into your pocket, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Where were those other big money cards?
Behind the number one and the number three.
Up in the corner was that big 25. Well, Edie didn't find that big one, so the champion breathed a sigh of relief. He's still got a crack at it as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Edie, you are in the lead at 67. Skip trailing by $7 at 60. Barry, you're at 20, but there's a lot of questions. Ample time to catch up. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Name the southern state in which you'd find the cities of Macon and Savannah. Barry.
Georgia.
Right. What kind of seafood is a prawn? Skip.
Shrimp.
Right. According to the adage, what killed the cat? Edie.
Time.
Name the lowest ranking suit in the card game bridge. Skip.
Club.
Right. Bleeding heart, blue bonnet, and bachelor button are three types. Skip.
Flowers.
Right. Name the 19th century woman who wrote Little Men. Skip.
Wolcott.
Wrong. What modern country was formerly known as Siam? Edie.
Taiwan.
Wrong.
No.
How many justices sit on the Supreme Court? Skip.
Nine.
Right. According to Alexander Pope, who rushes in where angels? Edie.
Fools.
Right. Of which New England state is Montpelier the capital?
Vermont.
Right. Which of the three B's wrote the Brandenburg Concerto? Skip.
Bach.
Right. The Shannon River is the longest river in what island? Skip.
Ireland.
Right. Name the scientist who discovered gravity. Edie.
Newton.
Right. On what gulf is the petroleum port of Edie?
The Gulf of Arabia.
Wrong. What is the capital and largest city? And time is up, and Skip has done it in the speed round. He pulled it out, coming from behind. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. Didn't get a chance to finish it, though they answered correctly. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And the Gulf of the petroleum port of Kuwait is the Persian Gulf. And the modern country formerly known as Siam, you were close to it, it is Thailand. And Skip, you said Walcott. Oh, I'm sorry, we couldn't accept it. Little Men was written by Louisa May Alcott. Alcott. No W. No W. Alcott. And curiosity is what killed the cat, Edie. Got to say goodbye to Barry and Edie. Barry didn't pick up anything along the way. Got the cash in front of you. Good luck out there on the tour. We'll look for your name on the professional tour. Nice to have you
here. Thank you very much.
Edie, you got yourself a watch. $562 in cash. A very profitable stay. One day total of over $1,200 in cash and prizes. And you really pushed the champion, Edie. But it is the champion who came through. Skip Jordan is going shopping with me. Come on up here, Skip. Well done. She went in ahead and you came out on top. Congratulations. Well, we're talking about that trip. You're now adding that total to your previous total. Your bank account is now $335. Just say yes and you can go away to Tahiti. Jay?
We have a tropical store for you, a trip to the paradise of Tahiti. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for 14 sun-drenched days. You'll explore the barefoot beauty of Moorea and Bora Bora and celebrate the pleasure of warm tropical breezes and romantic moonlit nights. This exciting vacation, normally priced at $6,820. Yours on sale of the century for only
$260. $260 is what it would take, and you have $335. So very easily, just say yes. You give me your give me $260 of your $335, and you're off to Tahiti. But I've got it. Incidentally, before we get to the next prize, while we were looking at this, our judge was flashing something quickly to me. On one of the questions there, Edie answered the Arabian Gulf, I believe. We were looking for Persian Gulf. Either one is acceptable, so we will put that money back, give her the extra cash. It did not make any difference in the outcome of the game. However, right now, with you, Skip, you are $5 away. If you want to take the risk that you can win again, you need just another $5 for this.
Tune up your life with this beautiful Schaefer & Sons grand piano. Can fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this ebony piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer & Sons. This great gift, normally priced at $9,915. Yours on sale of the century for only
$340. It would cost $340. You've got $335. And if somebody as tone deaf as Greg can play it, anybody can play it. That's the next thing up the line. But your decision right now is either the trip to Tahiti or take the risk that you can continue to win with the piano being next. Think about it for a moment, Skip. We'll get your solution, your answer, right after this.
Okay.
Is that the Mai Tai? Yes.
Mai Tai, is he drinking a Mai Tai?
Well, Skip, there's one other thing that I want to point out to you, too. With your $335, get up to $750, and we'll give you every prize on that stage if you're eyeing a couple of them, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $53,000.
That continues to raise. In total, that is $119,464 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But, Skip, right now, do you want to take that trip to Tahiti and leave us, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue your winning ways?
I'm going to try to get for that piano, I think. I'm going to wait for one more time.
He's going to come back. We'll put his money in the bank. $11,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challengers next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.